Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Well, great to be with you on this Friday morning. Always great to be with you, but especially when we are at Borgata. Such a spectacular spot here in Atlantic City. Of course, you can join us sometime down here on a Friday or always with us, Monday through Friday on the radio, the Odyssey app. Hey, reminder this summer, take us down the shore on the app. You know, or if you travel, you can go anywhere in the country. You can go anywhere in the world. And the app will always work to get you our show or any of the great shows here. Not saying we're a great one, just others are great. Hopefully we're great. That's your determination. But if you listen to WIP, know that if you get out of range of the normal radio station, you can always listen on the app far and wide across the globe as you move around this summer. All right, let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. More coming up shortly from Chase Utley and what he said yesterday about the present-day Phils. Also, a major anniversary is upon us this weekend, a major anniversary that you might not know about, but we'll certainly highlight that for you. Reminder, Aaron Nola, 9:30 today, so a lot still up ahead, including a lot of calls. Let's talk to Mike right now. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, gang. How are you?
Doing great, Mike.
Good, buddy.
I'm feeling 13-4 great. How about that?
I think probably not, but I hope. We'll see.
Listen, I mean, I want to look at what I'm most concerned about, for lack of better words, not even that concerned, is just how they're going to come out of the gate with the Friday game. Atlanta, I think, might be a little tougher than we expect in Superdome. Again, there's some kind of weird jinx going on down there. But we come out of that 2-1. You know, we go through the middle of the schedule. Baltimore, I think, is going to be the real test. And then, listen, those last six games, 4 home, 2 close to home. 13-4, I think, kind of feels right about right.
I think we can be a machine if properly developed offensively, and that can just sort of shape the way everything looks. That's the way a 13-4 team could be arrived at. You know, you just pound the heck out of the football and Saquon gets it 20 times a game on the ground, catches 5 passes, and is a huge part of controlling the clock and everything else. You know, keep the defense off the field for a good portion of it. That's the way 13-4 would feel to me.
You know, Mike, I'll tell you this, and I've tried to make this point before, and we'll see in time what wins out. I don't think the Eagles are going to run Saquon as much as you think. I mean, he'll run a lot, but I don't – you know, this isn't like the old days where he's going to get 23 carries a game. I'll be surprised if
I think you're mismanaging him if you underutilize him.
Well, you also have him for 2 years, so you want to – I mean, he's already got, what, 5 years in under his belt? So you got him for year 6 and 7. Like, I don't think he will, and I don't think he should get 20 carries a game. Now, I wouldn't go much below that. But, you know, look, you want to 17 regular season games, 3 or 4 postseason games. I got him under contract for two years.
I need him to touch it 20 times a game at least.
How many times he's going to let's not forget how many times he's going to get it in the screen game.
Well,
he's going to get it a lot of screen.
We'll see. Is Jalen going to find him? We'll see. Hey, Mike, give me a big answer. The screen game with the Eagles in recent years would be an answer. Something that still exists but has lost luster. What do you got, Mike?
Guys, I hate to do this to you because I love you so much, but I'm a Ranger fan about to win the cup, and your Philadelphia Flyers, man, they just aren't there anymore.
All right, the Flyers as an answer.
Tough.
Listen,
we'll get
tough.
There.
They'll get it back.
I don't think they will.
What? Ever?
No. The luster that they had in town.
Oh, I agree with you, Jeff.
I don't think they will.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I think they will win a championship again someday. I think they will be good and great again someday. I do not think they will ever be as big a deal in town as they were. I believe that. And it makes me sad.
I'm 100% with you,
Jeff. By the way, look, it's a fair time right now. I was going to do it a little bit later this hour, but let's do it right now. I had referenced that it's a major anniversary weekend. And it is Flyers related. For those that do not know, Sunday is the 50th anniversary of the Flyers' first cup. It was May 19th, 1974, when in a game six, the Flyers defeated the Boston Bruins 1-0, beat Bobby Orr to win the cup. Kate Smith was out there to sing, you know, God Bless America. Now, before we get to the reality of winning that game, let's just go back for a moment because, you know, older people will know this, younger people may not. The Flyers were down 1-0 in that series and in overtime in Game 2 in the Boston Garden. And in a moment in which many people that lived through it will tell you, this might have been the most important goal in the history of the franchise. In overtime, Bobby Clark scored a goal to even the series when the Flyers were very close to being in a 2-0 hole. Listen to the, I mean, I don't even know how to sum it up, the enthusiasm and excitement of Gene Hart with this thrilling moment from the mid-70s.
Wound around to O'Reilly. Poor check by Clark. Schultz breaks it up. Schultz behind the net. Centers. Flat. Tries to Clark. Shot! Oh! Rebound! Score! Bobby Clark scores!
Scores the game winner! At 12 minutes and 1 second of sudden death overtime, he was blocked on the first shot. He made the second one, and the Flyers have picked up their win in Boston. The first win on this ice since November 12, 1967. And the Flyers come back home to the Spectrum all even in games in the Stanley Cup Finals 1-1.
So look, this weekend, remember, you know, to whatever extent you can and whatever form and fashion you want, put something up on Facebook, on Twitter, whatever, to honor, obviously, the Broad Street Bullies for what they did, obviously not just that year, but the next year when they won back-to-back cups. And let's listen to the audio as Gene Hart counted it down, the very end of that first championship. Again, Sunday, the anniversary. Back then, it was May 19th, 1974, a one-goal lead, and Bernie Parent was the one pitching the shutout.
13 seconds left in the game. 10 seconds. Orr shoots it down the ice. Parent makes the save. Ladies and gentlemen, the Flyers are going to win the Stanley Cup! The Flyers win the Stanley Cup! The Flyers win the Stanley Cup!
I mean, listen to that crowd. Just awesome.
Awesome.
So, look, here's the deal. I mean, to me, this weekend represents a bittersweet reality. It's something to cherish and honor, obviously, from 50 years ago. I wasn't alive when it happened, but I've heard about it. I grew up when the Flyers were still an exceedingly big deal in the 80s and the 90s.
They were my dad's favorite team, my uncle's favorite team. My uncle's birthday is May 19th. He has told me the story of being at that game with my dad so many times. Like, that, it mattered so much, man.
Yeah. So the bittersweet reality is it's great to honor that, but it's now been 49 years. And, like, they're not even close. So, and again, you know, Devin, my point to you earlier was, yeah, they're going to win again someday. But the recapture, I mean, the Eagles have taken a big bite out of
everybody.
Out of everything.
Yeah, but not as on the other hand, I look at the Phillies and what happened with them. I'm not saying they were, you know, as down bad as the Flyers have been for as long, but the period between, 2011 and 2022?
Became a big deal quickly.
Now the city is fully backing on them. So I'm just saying it's possible with the Flyers.
I think it is, too.
We'll see.
Thank you.
We'll see.
You're welcome. I got my Flyers sweatshirt.
Look, I hope.
I just don't think, I mean, hockey itself has lost so much luster.
It has.
You know?
There's that, too. All right, let's go to the phone. So a lot to react to here today, 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Gary in Whitehall. Hi, Gary.
Morning, everybody. How you doing today?
Doing great, Gary. Hey, Joe, I that brought back memory lane there. I was a wee little tyke, but I do remember that. And my first jersey I ever had was a Reggie Leach.
Well, he was obviously phenomenal.
What a score.
To say the least, yeah. And, Gary, I'll tell you this, man, just one more addendum to the whole thing. And I don't mean to skew negative because we should honor these guys. It's not their fault, except when they became executives and, you know, there's 47 guys from the Broad Street Bullies working for the Flyers and they weren't picking the right players, but that's a whole other matter. But, you know, the reality is the 54-year thing that everyone hung over the Rangers for, you know, 47 years, 48, 49, 50, 51, 50, all the way up to 54. Like, the Flyers are really close to that. You know, like, they're like, I mean, they're more than halfway to the Boston Red Sox thing.
You know? It could be worse. Like, you could be a Cubs fan.
Well, that one was 1908 to what, 2016?
2016, yeah. So they've won more recently than us, Gary. So,
Cubs. All right, Gary, what do you got on the Phils, the Eagles? What do you got for us today?
The Phils. You know what? Yeah, they know what they lost. You know, hey, brush it aside. Play again tonight. That's the best thing about baseball, you know. It just, you know, you wash the memory from your head and just move on, right? So,
well, good team to lean back on. You know, that's the thing.
Right.
I mean, the Phillies have an outstanding team, and it might truly be in time deemed exceptional because they've played exceptional so far.
Might be something about bringing back 98% of the team, right?
If you have the right players, yeah. Gary, give me an answer here for Rolling Stones tickets. What still exists in society but has lost luster?
Oh, it doesn't happen on my account, but how about chivalry?
It's a good answer.
I like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It depends.
There's less. There's less people that hold the door. I mean, John was the guy.
But I don't know that it lost luster.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't say that. Because, I mean, I hold doors for people. People hold doors for me. You know, I'm going to go and no.
And
on
I still
that.
Think people appreciate it when it happens.
Absolutely.
But James, don't you think it happens less?
I think
less?
It might have Maybe more like luster. Like, it might be appreciated more now because it happens less.
It's less common.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I agree with both
so
of you.
So it's working.
So it has more luster.
Yeah,
it's less common.
Because it's cool.
I can see that. I don't think chivalry
is complicated.
John, I still think when we were in the old WIP studio where we started when we began the show in 2016 in the mid days, that you were out of line to not put the toilet seat down after going. I mean, can I say number
well,
one on the
deep
air, James?
Cut here, yeah.
I mean, John, there were women working at WIP, and you go in like a man. And you know, do your thing. Okay, cool. And then you would not.
How many years ago was this?
16, 17, like 18, 19.
Years ago
that happens routinely here now.
But
go into those
but be
bathrooms.
Chivalrous and put the toilet seat down. Look, if you're in
put
a.
Put the toilet seat down.
That's a part of chivalry. If you are using a bathroom that is also used by women. I'm just putting it out there.
I agree with that, Joe.
Thank you. All right, let's talk to.
Again, this is. At the previous studio.
I told you then, and you were blown through the stop sign. All right.
This is.
Ready?
Again, I don't remember.
Well,
but this is really.
I know.
I don't think it's necessary.
I'm well aware. Well, two different comments there. You don't remember. You don't think it's necessary. It's the proper thing to do.
But it was the communal toilet.
Yeah, I know. But that's a chivalrous act that used to happen.
I see what you're saying.
All right.
Chivalry.
All right,
I was not chivalrous in that respect.
That's all I'm saying. It's okay. You don't have to apologize to me. Hey, let's talk to Tom right now. What's up, Tom? Oh, Tom.
Hey, good morning. Sorry about that.
What's up,
Tom? I'll give you a chivalrous greeting. Good morning, sir.
Yeah.
Yes.
Adieu.
Yes. Now, everybody's got to start worrying. Stop worrying about the Phillies. They're going to be awesome, and they're going to the World Series.
Well, I don't think anyone's really worried about them, and they may or may not go
worried.
To the World Series. We'll see.
Feel great about where they're headed.
I mean, listen, Tom, I can't spend the whole 6 months, all 6 months, worrying about what happens in the postseason.
Right.
It's in my mind, but, like, I'm going to enjoy these 6 months. They're going to make the playoffs.
Yes, exactly. So, my thing from before and not now. How about the house phone?
Yeah,
ooh,
still
good.
Exists, but has lost luster.
Lost a ton of luster.
It has.
No one even knows what their phone number is.
Well, let's see how many people here have one. I don't. John, do you?
I don't even. I don't know.
You don't know if you have a home
I
phone.
I think I do. There's a difference between having a line and a phone.
You should know if you have a phone.
I did have one, but then when I just cut the cord, I now no longer have
one. So that'd be a no.
So 0 for 2. Devin, do you have a home phone?
I do not, but I could still tell you my phone number and my best friend's phone numbers from childhood.
Growing up, I could too. Yeah, I got that also. Rhea, do you have one?
No.
0 for 4. No. Seltzer? 0 for 5?
I have not had a home phone in like 15 years, honestly.
Wow.
Maybe longer. Because honestly, I can figure out. I have not had a home phone in 18 years since I've had a home phone.
I'm really shocked that DeCamera does not have a home phone.
Yeah, that is kind of shocking. You strike me as someone who would.
I'm slow on the draw on some stuff, but I'm not that slow. I mean, I'm not a nincompoop here. I mean, I understand, like, if you have a cell phone, you kind of are with
technology, a nincompoop.
Yeah, but I would be wasting money if I had a home phone. Look, the only reason to have a
home phone
is...
No, it saved money. That's why I had it as long as I did. It actually was so much cheaper. A triple play thing? Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, but they screw you on something. It's brutal, man. Yeah. I looked at the cable bill the other day.
Ah.
Dude.
Devastating.
It is devastating.
I know.
You got like $20 fees that you don't even know what it
means. They're crazy.
Regional this fee.
Yes.
Freaking this fee. Broadcast this. Then they tax the freaking whole thing. I mean, I get it for the Netflixes and the HBOs, but there are huge chunks of money coming out on fees. It's just outrageous.
Did you see the Carolina Panthers thing related to that?
What's that?
That apparently, if you to go to every single Carolina Panthers home game this year costs like $600 and something, and to watch it on cable, like if you take half of what the cable costs, it's like $1,000 or something. So it's like cheaper to go to every Panthers game at home than to pay for the cable to watch them.
Wild. Well, not if you're an Eagles fan when they play in Brazil. So let's get to
very different. Yeah.
Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Spring into adventure in a new Armin Chevrolet. Available 1.9% financing on new Silverados. Together, let's drive to ArminChevy.com. Today's poll question, you know, we're talking at large about the schedule, which obviously came out 2 days ago, but poll question specifically about that opener. Do you like the Eagles starting on a Friday night in Brazil? I mean, just, I think more people will say no, but let's find out. A, yes, B, no. Are you happy the Eagles start on a Friday night in Brazil? Yes or no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. We're going to get to some Chase Utley audio in a moment as well. Mark in Delaware right now. Hi, Mark.
Hey, good morning, team.
What's up, Mark?
Hey, buddy.
Before I get to my Eagles point, I was just curious. I don't know if you guys talked about it earlier in the week, but did you see the Seattle Mariners game where the fan caught two foul balls on two consecutive pitches?
No, yeah. That's cool.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah. So it happened Monday night. He was sitting down the left field line.
Wow.
And
that's got to be the first time that's ever happened. Yeah. Oh, except for the lady who got hit.
Well, she didn't catch it. The ball caught her when Richie Ashburn hit her in the same at bat.
Best story ever.
For those that don't know, she's going out on a stretcher. I think it's a stretcher, but they're taking her out. They're helping her out. And Richie Ashburn hits another foul ball that happens to hit her after she'd already been injured. So that's unique. Mark, this is unique, too. That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, you got to go and check it out. It's pretty cool. So anyway, my Eagles point is, and what you guys were just mentioning, I'm not a big fan of the Eagles playing in Brazil, but I am looking forward to a Friday night game because you always think everybody always talks about having a Super Bowl and the next day should be a national holiday. And, you know, I don't have to work on the weekend, so watching, you know, the game on Friday night with a bunch of friends is going to be pretty cool.
It is. I will tell you this, from a sports radio standpoint, and I don't usually look at things through this prism, but I'm frustrated it'll be 3 days till we get to react. You know, that's a different dynamic for us. And, look, we'll do our thing on a Monday, but it's just – it's a little frustrating there, but you're right. Look, if you want to rev it up and you want to go drink and do whatever on a Friday night, yeah, go at it because most people won't work the next day. So there is an advantage there. Mark, give me an answer to the question. Again, this is for Rolling Stones tickets. What still exists but is not as big a deal as it used to be?
So if you go back and look at the Declaration of Independence, there's all these really cool signatures, and right now penmanship is just not around anymore.
Interesting. You know, cursive is
not
certainly
really
part of it.
They don't teach it anymore.
Yeah.
I was shocked by that.
No one knows how to sign a signature.
If I have to fill out a card for a party or something like that, my hand hurts for like 30 seconds of writing. My hand hurts. And we used to write in those little books, fill them all the way up. Like, my hand hurts immediately.
So, James, I print except for when I sign my name.
Sure.
I never do cursive other than my signature.
Yeah, I don't think anyone does anymore. Or like, other than, you know, anyone younger,
and it really wasn't... necessary. I guess you could do it faster because you flow without picking up the pen.
That was the theory behind it.
Right.
But no kid knows how to do it. And kids can't even read it. They look at cursive and they say, what does that even mean?
That's a good answer then. Yeah. So let me ask you this, though. The last caller didn't say cursive. He said penmanship.
Yeah.
Isn't penmanship more about
the neatness, which I think is also lost. Used to matter. I mean,
about something different.
But cursive would have been a better answer, right?
Probably. But I mean, there's cursive. There's penmanship in cursive as well.
No, that's true. All right, speaking of answers, we got some answers from Chase Utley yesterday, of course, making the rounds as the Phillies and the Mets will be playing in London in about 2 weeks. We'll be there, by the way, for that series. It's a Saturday and Sunday series. We'll be doing our show from London on the Friday and Monday, wrapping around that weekend. So it should be a blast. It'll be really neat. Obviously, if you're traveling, and some listening right now will be traveling there, you know, hopefully we get a chance to hang out with you. I mean, we're going to be at that Saturday and Sunday game. Let's listen to Chase Utley. You know, he is promoting the series for Major League Baseball, but also yesterday obviously talking about the present-day Phils, including a player, Bryson Stott. This is not a deep dive I wish we had on the comparison of Utley to Stott and Utley's thoughts at large on Stott, but you get some of it. Here's Chase Utley talking yesterday about the Phillies' new. Is he Seltzer? Is he a star?
He's on his way, man. Yeah. He's on his way.
He's not a star yet.
He's not yet.
He's getting close, right?
Yeah, he's headed in that direction.
All right, here's the Utley on. And of course, you know, Stott sometimes plays short, but mostly second. Here's Utley on Stott.
In terms of Bryson Stott, and he's kind of made a leap forward this year in pitch selection. What do you see him doing differently? He's got a walk rate comparable to the numbers you put up at the PQ.
Well, I think it's just a matter of time. And when you get to the big league level, it takes you a little bit of time to get comfortable. And once you get comfortable, the game isn't easier, but it feels a little bit easier. So I would imagine now that he's been up here for a few years, he's starting to have some real success. It just is becoming a little bit easier to him. And when you're young, you want to think like you need to get a hit every single time. You need to every strike you need to swing at, which is not necessarily the case. You know, that's a good sign that he feels comfortable.
You know, I thought more than anything, I thought the most interesting thing in there that you feel like you got to swing at every strike. Because I get the theory. I mean, you're in the batter's box. It's a strike. Take a hack.
Especially someone like Chase, who we feel like always had great plate discipline to say that, you know?
Yeah. So Stott does a lot of little things well. I thought, obviously, no one, I think, in recent.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
In years, did more little things well than Utley. I really believe that. And one of the little things, I think a lot of people remember this, the inside pitch that might not even be an inside pitch. It might be over the edge of the strike zone, the outer edge of the strike zone, near him.
Well, elbow into it.
Chase Utley, well, not just the ones when he would lean in and get hit by a pitch. He would lean in and then, like, turn. He would, like, turn his body with his right shoulder almost going toward the umpire.
Totally.
To denote, oh, this was really close to me. Obviously, it can't be a strike. Look how close it came to me. Like, he was really good at leaning his body into a pitch that may or may not have been a strike, but he would give the umpire the impression, oh, that's not a strike. I mean, he was just an incredibly heady player, and obviously Stott has I don't think as many of those traits, but he's got a lot of them.
I don't know that you can say as many. I don't know that we can quantify it. I know that everyone who knows baseball says that Bryson Stott is a baseball head.
Yes.
And baseball heads have all sorts of those little tidbits.
Right. Yeah. And apparently, you know, back in the day, they say Joe DiMaggio was an all-timer with that.
Bryce Harper is the same way. Our Las Vegas guys are baseball heads.
But he's a bad base runner. Well, he's not a slow base runner, but
can't control the exuberance or something.
And that's part of it. No, he's been better this year, I'll say. I mean, better this year, I think, than last year. And better than, I think it might have been week one this year. I think he was still getting thrown out a little bit, if I remember.
They all were, it felt like, and then they tightened it up. Yeah,
they did tighten it up. Let's get to Drew in Westchester right now. Hi, Drew.
Hey, good morning, folks. I primarily called to talk Phillies, but let me just say I hope the most relevant part of Kenny Pickett's Eagles career is being a beat the hammer answer, because if he has to play, something's gone kind of horribly wrong there.
So I disagree. Week 18, Drew, they got the one seed locked up. Kenny Pickett starts the game.
Okay, Kenny Pickett versus the Giants backups as they're tanking. I'll take that. All right, so Phillies last night. I know they're going to lose. I know they're going to lose some games. I think what did grind my gears a little bit were the two wild pitches, because I'm pretty sure we had a couple of those in the Diamondbacks series last playoffs that led to runs. I know for the Diamondbacks, I know I'm getting in the weeds here a little bit, but I just remember, like, I think before Super Bowl 52, Jeffrey Lurie giving an interview saying where, like, he sits up at night and thinks about kind of like the fluke thing or like the small thing that could go wrong that could cost you something. So I think you just want to make sure you kind of clean stuff like that up for October and all.
Sure. No, that's exactly right. I mean, again, Drew, that was the one negative I said stemming from last night's game. To me, it's nothing specific to the game. It's just how when one loss happens in the postseason, it can become a really big deal really fast. And if it's a five-game series, it becomes a bigger deal faster than a seven-game series. And
I don't know if the Phillies broadcast touched on it at all, because I unfortunately was stuck with the Mets broadcast. But they were talking about how, like, JT, because he was on, like, one knee, I think, for pitch framing, it's harder to block some of the pitches. That could be something interesting to, like, ask Ben at some point, because I feel like there's always debates about that now with catchers.
I think you've already committed, so to speak. Yeah, I think, like, Carlos Ruiz, I don't think would go there with Lidge pitch, because you want to commit late because you don't quite know where that thing's going, I think. Now, candidly, I could be wrong, but that's my recollection. Drew, give me an answer for Rolling Stones tickets. What's Lost Luster?
You got it. How about the store Blockbuster? Because we don't use it, but there's still one left in Oregon.
That one store is one more.
It's amazing.
It's
absurd. It's like, what the
it's
heck?
It's like a novelty.
So is it still, like, technically owned by the same corporate entity?
That's a great question, Joe. I have no idea.
Because it just feels like it wouldn't be. They can't have a home.
It's got to be just someone who decided to keep the past alive.
Right?
Like someone who is a big fan of some movie that was only available on VHS.
I mean, I wouldn't think there's a corporate headquarters.
I can't imagine.
For one store? Talk about a waste of office space. I know office space changed after the pandemic, and a lot of people don't go in the office as much, but
it would almost be like a museum at this point.
I agree with you, John. I agree with
that.
Yeah.
You're just doing it for the love of, I don't know.
Now, see, that I would
Blu-rays
find.
Blu-rays.
I would.
Or VHS.
Wow. That's good stuff. Let's talk to Derek right now in Trenton. Hi, Derek.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Doing well, Derek.
I'm just recovering from still thinking about Russell Wilson being with the Eagles. God, I hope that never happens. But anyway, as far as the schedule goes, I mean, I think they got at least 10 wins in him this year. At first, I thought the schedule would probably go against them, but now I'm kind of thinking it the other way. I mean, what do you think on that?
I think it's a good schedule for the Eagles. I mean, look, you're always going to have a couple hard games, but on the whole, I think it looks like, especially for being a second-place team, a pretty easy schedule.
Yeah, it helps. We should feel good about it.
More like how they're playing mostly on the road in the beginning, it feels like, and, you know, and then they got the home game stack near the end, I would say. Yeah. So I guess that's an advantage, really.
Maybe. I will tell you this. Speaking of the easy-ish schedule, with the Eagles having it as a second-place schedule, guys, I haven't looked at Washington and the Giants' schedule, and obviously we don't expect them to be that good. But if a third- and fourth-place team like if the Eagles' schedule is easy for second place, theirs is probably extra easy.
Yeah.
And like it's not inconceivable that they play their way into a third wild card spot, 9-8, even if they're not that good. I mean, that's kind of the way the NFL thing works. The weighted schedule really does help prop up teams and take down teams. Derek, give me an answer. What has lost some luster but still exists?
How about waking up like Christmas morning to like gifts and treats?
Well, as an adult, but not for the 7-year-old. You just got old, my man. Let's go to the Sledgehammer, Mark in Collegeville. Hi, Sledgy.
What's up, Joe? How you doing, pal?
Oh, always good when we hear from you, Sledge. You just never quite know. You're like North Korea. You never quite know what you're going to get. But all right, let's find out.
Well,
you know, they're they got that unpredictable thing over there.
Okay. Caller is North Korea.
Sledge T, you are not like North Korea to me.
Yeah, they don't play by the normal geopolitical rules. But anyway, all right. Yeah. Hello, Sledge.
Richmond's prime, I appreciate that, man. How you doing?
All right. Sledge, we can't hear you well right now. Talk, you know, into the receiver. That's kind of part of what I was talking about.
I'm talking. I'm up the landfill with my truck right now. But I'm going to go right on into business here with the Eagles. I like the schedule, but I don't like the schedule. I mean, it's great that they're being showcased, you know, internationally. But at the same time, I don't like the fact that we're losing the home game. You know, I wish.
Yeah, I agree with that. No, you're right there. That's right.
Yeah, I wish it would have been an away game, if anything, and especially against the Packers. That's a game that we all really like to watch. You know, we can't all afford to go down to Brazil. So, but other than that, I mean, I see the Eagles with 13 wins. I think that's going to be more than enough to win the division and possibly first seed.
So, and listen, there's no question. 13 wins absolutely could get them the first seed. That's you know.
And also, too, on the fills, with Walker getting wonked on the foot there, you think he'll be out enough to where we can see Turnbull come back?
Maybe.
For
all right, let me ask you a question. I'll answer your question with a question. Are you rooting, Sledge, for Taiwan Walker to go in the DL?
I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't want to see none of our players getting hurt. But Turnbull is a little bit better.
He won't have to hurry his way back.
No. All right, Sledge, give me an answer. What's not as big a deal as it used to be?
Well, thanks to you, Joe, and how much you gloat 249 times, how about your record and beat the hammer?
Oh, au contraire, my man.
Yeah, it never had luster, is the point.
Oh, au contraire again. I mean, you got to admit, guys, 249 and 41.
It means nothing. It's a very random combination.
Someone do the winning percentage, please. That's 290 competitions and 248 wins. I mean, that's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Speaking of unbelievable, Chase Utley was a great player. This team right now is a great team. Obviously, Utley was on some really good ones. Chase was asked, a real good question yesterday about, you know, winning and all and sort of what it takes. And here's what Chase said as it relates to the present-day Phils.
With this current team, the town has high expectations for them after they came close the past two seasons. As somebody who experienced going all the way, what's the key to getting over that hump?
Well, listen, they've put themselves in great positions the last couple of years, being in the World Series, being a game from the World Series. So they've been in those moments. And again, going back to what I said before, you can't teach those moments. You just have to absorb them and get a feel for them when you're in that moment. So that experience that they've had the past 2 years is invaluable. So they've added to their team. They've added more talent. And they're all in their prime years, which is exciting. I mean, it does remind me of the time when we were going through our runs. We were all kind of similar ages. We all had the same goal, and we had some success. We had some learning experiences, and it led to some success. So, I wouldn't be surprised to see these guys in the World Series again.
So it's an interesting answer by Chase, and he touches a lot of bases. I will tell you this, though. And I mean this is no disrespect, of course, at all to Chase. I don't think he got to the heart of the question with his answer. The answer to the question is, play great when it matters most. Like, that's it. Like, the reality is, that's it. In October, you have a small margin for error. I do not believe the 08 Phillies were better than the 09, 10, or 11 Phillies. Matter of fact, I think they were worse. I really believe that. And if you look at the regular season record, the Phillies had a better regular season record in 9 than 8, in 10 than 9, in 11 than 10. They kept winning more games. What changed? When it mattered most, they didn't play their best. So to me, the key is just play great when it's all on the line.
Yeah.
And hopefully the Phillies will do that.
Easier said than done.
Easier said
but
than done.
They're
there's
getting
no formula
better.
To do that.
They're there's no formula, yeah. But there is practicing does make closer to perfect.
You know what?
Practicing in the postseason, getting reps in the postseason, it does make you better at postseason
so
play.
It didn't from 1 year to 1 year for the Phillies. So they went out earlier.
John, I will be fascinated if some smart person someday who's got more time than I do does a study on postseason experience. I mean it. And first off, there's no way to like really have a controlled experiment because circumstances change. Some right. years you have an injury, some years you don't.
Right.
You know, some years sure. you play a better team, some teams you don't. But it
way
would be
too many variables.
Too many variables. But you
yes.
know what I'm saying? Like,
but
I tend
you,
to think
but you can understand it as a creature of habit.
I
how
know.
You would feel the third time, the third year in a row, when you get a chance to play this second season. You will, having had those, you know, previous
know.
Two second seasons under your belt, you know better what to expect. You feel more comfortable. You do a better job of preparing because you feel more comfortable.
Maybe.
Because you know what to expect.
Maybe you get too comfortable. Maybe you've already won.
It's the playoffs, man. Come on. You know you haven't already
won. I don't know, man.
The end result, the goal is a world championship. You trust me. You know when you haven't won it yet.
Well, yeah, like, yeah. I do trust you on that. Right. Sorry to say.
It burns inside forever yeah. until you've won it. And I still haven't, so it's still burning.
All right, I hear you, man. God bless you. Let's go to Joe calling from Bucks County. Hi, Joe.
Hey, how you guys doing? Big fan of the show.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, I want to put my 2 cents in on the Flyers topic.
Yeah.
I think you guys are forgetting that, like, when it comes to Philly sports, it's not really about the sport. It's about watching our city become champions. You know, like, there's so many people, so many Sixers fans, Philly fans, that genuinely don't even care about baseball or basketball, but they just watch because it's the Philly team, you know?
That's part of it, but I don't think it's all of it, Joe, and I'll tell you what I mean by that. I think the regular season experience leads to the eruption of emotion if you win. And the reality is, and I mean this is no disrespect to the Flyers, it's just what it is. Less people watch the Flyers than they used to, and less people watch the Flyers than comparative to the other three teams currently. So if the Flyers were to win a cup, I'm not saying it's not a huge deal. It's a big deal, okay?
Sure.
But if you haven't experienced the six-month journey of the regular season as an active viewer, I don't think it will be as big a deal for you as the guy or gal that does do that. And that's where I think even if they win it all, that's part of how I think it won't be as big a deal. And, Joe, I'll give you one more thing. To use the 70 Flyers as an example, that team obviously connected with the town. You know, when we had Keith Jones in the studio about 2 months ago, one of the points I made to him, and he didn't disagree at all, is I'm like, Jones, you got to get a player who connects with the town, independent of winning a championship. Jason Kelce only won one championship with the city of Philadelphia, but he connected.
JR was
Jeremy
the last,
Ronick,
was
Jeremy
the last
Ronick
one.
Connected.
Yeah.
You know, there are a lot of guys. Chase Utley connected not in a personality way, but in a way he played way.
Yeah.
There are, you know, Joel Embiid somewhat connects. He's got personality, but there's an irritating element, like untrustworthiness. But Charles Barkley, it was fun. Like, Joe, they haven't had a personality that has broken through in a major way probably since Jeremy Roenick. Hartnell had a little bit, for sure. But, like, I'm talking a prime player with major personality. They've lacked that really for about 2 decades. That's a problem.
Yeah, no, that's a really good point. I mean, if I'm being honest, I don't think I could name one player on the Flyers right now.
You're what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Joe, give me an answer here, man. Who has lost some luster?
Mine's kind of similar to Blockbuster, but it's those Redbox, like, rental things you see at the grocery store.
Good answer. Redbox. I don't know if they're still around, but they were a thing. And so if they're not still around, they won't count. If they are still around, they would count.
I think I've seen a Redbox. Maybe that was just like digging through my mom's like closet. There might have been one in the back corner.
We're a dream, John. I've had that happen to me where I was convinced.
There was a Redbox in your dream?
No, that I experienced something.
Yeah,
and
sure.
I found out later it was actually a dream. Wow. It did not happen.
So have you seen a Redbox lately?
I have not, but.
I have.
Oh, so they're still there?
I saw one outside my CVS. I mean, I don't know if people still use it, but it's there.
Still there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.